USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper standing by a decision made by the Acting Secretary of the Navy, Thomas Modley, to remove the commander of the USS Theodore Roosevelt aircraft carrier from service after Captain Brett Crozier went public with concerns about an outbreak of coronavirus on the vessel.
Acting Secretary Modley made a very tough decision, a decision that I support. It was based on his view that he had lost faith and confidence in the captain based on his actions.
A letter from Crozier went public indicating his concerns about over 100 coronavirus cases having broken out on the ship. Military officials say he did not follow the chain of command. Meanwhile, President Trump's defending his firing of the inspector general who passed along the Ukraine whistleblower complaint to Congress. He called the IG a disgrace. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Every year I go in and see my doctor. She says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just have my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
My doctor says, keep it up. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
The doctor said she noticed when she first saw me that I was really progressing better. So I think it might have something to do with the nutrition that I've been getting from you guys.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants a vote by the end of this month on a second stimulus package because of the coronavirus outbreak. The Democrats sending a letter yesterday to House lawmakers telling them American communities can't wait. The letter says the government needs to go further to help small businesses, strengthen unemployment, and give families additional direct payments. And she added they must also provide resources for the health care system and support state and local governments. A huge fire destroyed thousands of rental vehicles in Florida as crews had to battle the flames all night Friday into Saturday morning before they got the fire under control at Southwest Florida International Airport in Fort Myers. It ended up burning over 15 acres, destroying over 3,500 rental vehicles from various companies. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Police in the Philippines reportedly shot and killed a man who was not observing the government's COVID-19 prevention rules there. Authorities say the shooting happened yesterday after the man attacked an officer at a checkpoint in a northeastern portion of the country. The report saying the man may have been drunk and became belligerent when officers told him he should be wearing a mask. The president of the Philippines had warned earlier that police do have orders to shoot anyone making trouble or interfering with health care workers. The Basketball Hall of Fame has some new inductees, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Basketball Hall of Fame has some new members, Tim Duncan and Kevin Garnett. Duncan, who spent his whole career with the Spurs, says he's honored.
What's special about it is the people who I got to go see David and his ceremony. I got to see Michael Jordan that day, John Stockton that day. To think of the people who are in the Hall of Fame and to be a part of that class is the special part.
Also inducted, the late Kobe Bryant.
And Madonna is donating $1 million to help find a cure for coronavirus. The pop star writing on her website, she's donating the money to Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, posting she's impressed by the work of the foundation's COVID-19 Therapeutics Accelerator. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.